I've known Darren my entire life. Darren was a good friend of mine. He came to me and my wife's wedding and played music with him and everything, and he was a great person. And I've just known him ever since I was little. So it made me think really this morning about what is life and just about how precious it is and about how fleeting it is. As you can imagine, you probably already think of some of the verses that I'll use this morning, just about life. But I'd like just to take a look at this lesson on life and talk about what it means to prepare our life and what we should do with our lives. Some of the common, if we were to give the definition of life, it's defined by the quality that distinguishes a vital and functional being from a dead body. I've had a lot of science classes, and I had one of my science teachers say, you know, what's the difference between a live body and a dead body? And, you know, from a science point of view, there's nothing different between the two. But as we can define what life is, life or our spirit is what makes the difference between a. Studied anything with Western philosophy, there's a lot of perspectives that are given with life and what the meaning of life is. So, in philosophy, the philosophical perspectives on the meaning of life are those ideologies, man, I'm not going to be able to speak this morning, which explains life in terms of ideas or abstractions defined by humans. So, again, it's what's defined by humans. So, 1523, when Raphael was 27 years old, but the idea of this picture focuses on two people here in the middle. And the two people here in the middle, well, we have the person on the right who's Plato, and his idea of philosophy and Platoism is the meaning of life is an attaining of the highest form of knowledge, which is the idea of good, from which all good and just things derive unity and value. Humans, beings are duty-bound sake, and its own goal involves achieving happiness, well-being, flourishing, and excellence. So with that, people pose a lot of questions with life. What is the meaning of life? Why are we here? What is the origins of life? Because the world has a lot of different views of what the meaning of life is. And again, to go along with the sermons this morning, all of this is meaningless unless we have actual quotes that I got. So let me just read a few of these. I race and chase all so that I can make more money, have more success, be more attractive, and hopefully be happier in some distant future when I've hit some superficial and randomly selected target. That doesn't sound very good. And that's contrary to what we have in Luke. Luke 12 and 15 says, "And he said to them, take heed and beware of covetousness. You, what do you value in your life?" Everyone has their own meaning and their own perception of life. Britannica says it's a sequence of physical and mental experiences that make up the existence of an individual. One or more aspects of the process of living or a way of manner of living. The meaning of life, to me, is to live life any way I choose. I have the quotes here with this. Now, psychology doesn't have a place in this, and it is good to follow the good and the goodwill. Because we will see here in this study today that God points out what the goodwill and happiness is. So I just want to kind of show those passages along with God's will. So God answers all of these questions about what is the meaning of life, what is it all about, and who the purpose of it all. So I will touch back on this verse here a little bit later, but in Ecclesiastes 12, 13, and 14, it says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil." That is man's all. We see this from Ecclesiastes, and I really believe that Ecclesiastes. So what is the value of our life? In Psalms 103, 15 through 18, it says, "As for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and that place remembers it no more. I think of the dandelions when they turn into the kind of the white puffs and the his children's children, to such as keep his covenant and to those who remember his commandments to do them. Because we're only here but for a little while. And in James 4, 13 through 15, it says, come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit. Where you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your this or that? And I always thought that that's a great practice. It is even what we do here. Every time I mention something to Glenn, he'll always say, if the Lord wills. You know, I just think that that's a very important part of how we should live our lives. And also in John 3 and 36, it says, he who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe in the Son shall not see life. But the wrath of God abides in him of our life. So we get that from Luke 10 and 27. It says, so he answered and said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. This is a pretty strong verse talking about how we should love our God with all our heart. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That we should be preserved fully in God's word. And Hebrews 4 and 12 says, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the division of the soul and the spirit and of the joints and marrow. To think of a two-edged sword, it attacks and defends. It just does, it's not just sharp on one side, it attacks and defends. And I don't know if anybody's had to donate bone marrow, but I heard that is a very painful process. Very painful. It's basically what consists of inside of a bone. And to think that God's word can even pierce that far, even into a bone. And the world's view on this, because the world view says any Christian should know that the purpose of life is simple, to serve God. Any Christian who does not know this is build up the relationship with God. He'll show you all you need to know. For the true meaning of life is to love and serve God. It's as simple as that, that our purpose and our intent and of our life is to serve God. Because in Philippians 4, surpass all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus. So do not be anxious for nothing. You know, we've done studies before about suicide and death rates, and it seems like that causes a lot of anxious and anxiety about people's lives. But here in Philippians, it talks about that we should turn everything over to God. To your said and done, sorry. It's very complicated to do this, as we can think just to give up all of our anxieties. But we're told to do this. Because I think of being prepared is the best way that you can be less anxious. If you're prepared, it can lower anxieties. And I was thinking about being prepared. As we know, Kayla got a new job not that long ago. She went in for an interview. Well, if serve God and do his will. So if we're doing those things, it should lower our anxiety. So I just want to tell just a quick story about what happened with me this week. I was asked by the University of Cincinnati to come and give a seminar. They asked me to stop in to give a talk. So I said, yeah, that's fine. I don't mind. So I was asked to give a speech or a seminar. I'll come and speak. And I put my paper together. I wrote my technical documentation. And then I put all my slides together on my information that I was going to talk on. And they gave me my agenda of when I was supposed to talk. And it kind of looked like this. So I figured, okay, I'm going to talk right here at 11 to 12:30. That's when my talk is. This was my outline that was given to me. It wasn't that at all. It ended up being an 8-hour interview. These were people that were interviewing me for a possible position at UC. None of that was communicated to me when I showed up. So, of course, there was no opportunity to be anxious because it just kind of happened really quick. But I had to feel like if I was prepared or I would have known this, I would have been able to execute it a little better. My talk, but for the rest of it, I got to meet the president and I got to meet all the chairs and directors and everything. I wasn't really prepared for that. So when I think of this idea of being prepared, you know, that's not the way that I thought my day was going to go. I prepared for all of the other pieces of it, but I was not really prepared to do all of these things that day. I thought these were just other people talking and I was just going to cut it. It went well, but it's not what I thought. I didn't even know I was applying for anything. So being prepared, I think, is very important when we talk about our life and what it's all about. So 2 Timothy 2 and 15 says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So I think of this idea of being prepared. Be diligent. Approved is to study, follow, and obey God's word. It kind of goes back to our idea there in Ecclesiastes about the whole duty of man. So in John 3 and 15, it says that whatever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Because we know if we build this up, if we study and follow God's word, that if we believe in him, we should not perish and have everlasting life, love God, and do his commandments. It's outlined in Ecclesiastes 12. So what is the reason to live? And what are we living for? Well, that's for eternal life. So I think of these pieces because these are pretty simple, just to define these questions that are normally dear of the philosophy of life. But I believe that the Bible defines it better than the school of Athens ever could. They couldn't even come close to what the true happiness and the belief in following God is about. Because in order to receive that eternal life, we have to make sure that we are prepared. In Matthew 24, 42, where the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. We do not know when God is coming. We do not know when our time will end. That we must be prepared at all times, because we know what our life is here for. We know what our meaning is and what we are to do. Sometimes I think people take that for granted and they think, well, towards the end of my life, he was just in his 40s. You know, we do not know the hour which the Lord will take us. That we are to be prepared at all times for this. In 2 Timothy 4 and 2, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. I think of this verse quite a bit. That you have to study, to understand, to know before we can preach. So I kind of think of this all wrapped up into one big thing. That we are to study to show ourselves approved so we can teach others. To be ready in season and out of season. You know, living in the country, I always think of hunting season. You know, when things are in season and when they're out of season. You know, when things are in season, you can hunt. But when it's not in season, you practice, you train. Galatians 3 and 5, it says, "He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life. But I will confess his name before the Father and before the angels." Because in Revelations, it is mentioned that there's a book of life. We sing the song that we hope that our name is written there. Because we know what it takes for our name to be written in this book. And in Mark 16, when the Lord may take us. Like I mentioned with the death of one of my friends, it's one of those things that you sit back and think, well, how many times did I get to interact with this person? You know, life is but a vapor. Like I mentioned, I've known him my entire life. But how many times did I invite him to services? How many times did I study the Bible with him? It's something to follow God and do his commandments. So if you would like to be a member and follow God, please come forward as we stand and sing the song that's been selected.